I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Burkina Faso remains tense even after the nation replaced all of its governors last week. Dean Yoder with Christian World Outreach is there. He says unrest has been ongoing since February, but
even though there's been destruction, there's been looting and damage to stores and burned marketplaces, we have not experienced any difficulty or anyone trying to attack our facilities.
Their building project for a Christ-centered girls' vocational school is on schedule. Pray for continued safety. Next, Nepal is the world's 15th illiterate country. Help's Tim Ackerman says most of the uneducated are women. Illiteracy robs them of opportunities and makes sustainable community development impossible. Ackerman says that's why literacy programs are the foundation of all of their outreach. At the end of a one-year course, students are at a second or third grade reading level.
We found out that this is an excellent church planting tool, and that's where the discipleship comes in. The people that do stay in there, it becomes a pastored church.
And Southern Baptists report another shortfall in their Lottie Moon Christmas offering. The results were just announced. Southern Baptists gave $145.6 million for international missions. That's $3 million less than 2009 and $8.3 million less than the International Mission Board needs to meet their 2011 budget. IMB President Tom Eliff says they won't retreat. He says it's critical to take the gospel to those who haven't heard. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible by making it available to you on dramatized MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.